Unbelief is a killer in the church. Unbelief. You know, in fact, I'll have to say that when I spoke to those girls up there in whatever it was up north that time, Ruth and Lisa, that whenever they came in and I asked the girls, I said, are you girls Christians? Yeah. So you go to church? Well, some. And Lisa said, well, I don't go at all. Ruth said, well, I go some. I said, would you girls tell me your medical history? What? Medical history? What makes you think we have a medical history? I said, if you call yourself a child of God and you do not obey God, I guarantee you've got a medical history. God is going to do something to get your attention. And I said, have you had any medical history? Ruth said, well, yeah, I just had surgery just recently. And I had a rotator bed and they put some stainless steel bolts in my arm to bolt it back together. And now I can only raise my arm about this high. I said, oh. I said, how about you, Lisa? Well, she said, I've had surgery on my back 3 times. They want to do it a 4th time. The last time they put 2 stainless steel rods up my spine. And she said, I can bend about this much and that hurts. I mean, excruciating pain all the time. I said, if you girls will repent and tell God you're sorry and make him a promise that you'll go to church and you'll love him and serve him and put him first, I said, he will heal both of you. They're dumbfounded. I looked at Ruth. I said, do you want to be healed? She said, well, of course I do. I said, repent and tell God you're sorry. And so she did. And she said, Lord, if you'll heal my arm where I can raise it up, I will go to church and I will love you and serve you. I said, Lord, thank you for forgiving her. I said, now, Lord, I take this verse, Mark 11:23, that says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe it with my heart, I can have it. Do you know Mark 11:23 says that? And so I said, now then, I command those bolts in your arm to become flesh and bone. And I told that one day in a Bible study class, and the minute one of the older guys, he said, Thurman, wait a minute. You're telling me you commanded those bolts to become flesh and blood? I said, well, of course. And he said, don't tell me it happened. I said, well, it's a good thing you didn't command it. Well, he didn't have no faith, did he? I done it in faith. And when I did, I said, now then, the king has healed you, Ruth. Raise your arm up. And she started up gently, and her arm just went up so easy, just straight up, just like that. And she was standing there looking at her, and she said, this is awesome. And all of a sudden, I heard over here on the side, Lord, I repent. I repent. Lord, I'll do anything if you'll heal my back. Isn't it amazing when people see God show up to do something? They're ready to serve him now. And so I go over and I lay my hand on Lisa's back. I said, now, Lisa, in the name of Jesus, I command those stainless steel rods in your back to become flesh and bone. I said, Lord, thank you. You said I could have whatever I say with my mouth. I believe it, Mark. I believe with all my heart. You've done it. It's done. I said, Lisa, bend over and touch your toes. And Lisa went right down and touched the floor, jumped up and started running in place. And she was just praising God. And sometimes I tell that story to people and somebody say, you know, I don't believe that. Okay, there ain't no use in you trying to speak to them. Because look what Jesus says here when he says, Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith, now see, is there a big word in there? If. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to the mountain, not just a little dinky stainless steel bolt, but you shall say to the mountain, remove hence to yonder place and it shall remove, and only a few things shall be possible with you. Is that what he said? That's the way we must read it, isn't it, brother? I've been guilty of that, haven't you? Yes, I have been. But Jesus said, and nothing. What shall be impossible with you? Now, he couldn't really mean that, could he, brother? You reckon he really meant that? Why do we not do these things? Why do we do them in unbelief? Why are we like the woman that says, okay, Lord, I speak to the mountain. That mountain's out there. I'm speaking to that mountain, commanding that thing to leave in the name of Jesus. She gets up the next morning, comes, opens her window and looks out. She said, well, just what I thought. It's still there. See, that's the way we live, isn't it? We live in unbelief, don't we? But if you'd have walked up there, I was telling somebody a while ago at the break, I said, there was a man came to me a few years ago. I told him this scripture, Mark 11:23. Dave, go to Mark 11:23. I want you to see what's available to you in Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23, or 22, 23, and 24. Mark 11:22, 23, and 24. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Now, who are we supposed to have faith in? The Lord. I mean, absolutely. I mean, after all, who is our Lord? He's the creator of everything, is he not? He can make, and he's made the earth and everything in it. It all belongs to him. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say. Now, I just read that one day and believed that I'm a whosoever. Don't you believe that, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. How in the world are you going to get to a point where you don't doubt in your heart? How is your spirit man fed? The Word of God. And if you read the Word of God over and over and over and quote it over and over and over, what's going to happen? Wait a minute, just a second so they can all hear what you're saying.
Anyway, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was reading the Bible. I love Psalm 1. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And anyway, the Lord said, Bill, he said, after I was baptized by John the Baptist, what was the first sentence that come out of my mouth? Man shall not live by bread alone, but from every word that comes from the mouth of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
He said, that's the first sentence I said.
Amen. That is what he said. Yeah. Every word that comes out of the Word of God. That's why we should be hiding this word in our heart. Because he says, but if you do not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That's just like Dr. Gary Young. I used that verse on Dr. Gary Young a few years ago. He's a doctor. And he fell out of a tree 35 feet up in the air and crushed his whole lower back. It happened on Tuesday. On Sunday, Eldon had given him some of our CDs and DVDs. And Dr. Young, laying at home as a captive audience, was listening to our CDs and DVDs. And on Sunday night, he called Eldon and said, Eldon, do you think it'd be possible to get Thurman to come out here tomorrow and pray for me? And he said, well, I'm sure he will. I'll call him and see. So he called me and I said, sure, I'll go. So Dr. Gary Young said he'll buy me and Cheryl both an airplane ticket to Salt Lake City. That's where he lived. He wanted me to come out there and pray for him. And so I told him, I said, but have Gary call me tonight before he goes to bed. Well, about 10 o'clock that night, Cheryl and I was coming home from church and we'd been to eat and we was going over to the post office. And just as we got to the post office, my phone rang and it was Dr. Young. And he began to talk to me and I said, Dr. Young, are you in pain? He said, I'm in excruciating pain. I said, well, the Lord I serve does not want you to be in pain. He's a mighty God. I said, he said in Mark 11:23, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I command your back to be supernaturally healed in the name of Jesus. I said, I guarantee he'll do supernatural healing for you. And I hung up the phone. That wasn't a very long prayer, was it, sir? Just a short one. We drive down the road about a mile. Cheryl looks over me and she says, honey, what do you think? I said, oh, no problem. He'll be healed before we get there. Did you hear any faith in that? You didn't hear me say, well, maybe if it's God's will. Or I hope so. Maybe. Maybe God doesn't love me enough to do those kind of things for me. No, he's a faith God. That's the only thing that moves his hand, isn't it, brother? Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For those that come to me must believe that I am, and that I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. In Hebrews 11:6. We get home. I park out there, and we're unloading the car. And my phone rings. This is not 15 minutes after I prayed for him. He says, Thurman, praise God, I'm already healed. He said, whenever you prayed, my pain left. He said, I scooted over to the edge of the bed and I could walk. He said, I've been running up and down the stairs. I picked up my son, carrying him on my shoulders. He said, I'm completely healed. He said, I've already bought you and Cheryl an airplane ticket. Y'all come out here tomorrow. I'll pick you up at the airport myself. And he did. And we stayed 3 days in his beautiful home. And he took us all over the place out there. And that man was totally healed. Now, here's the thing I said. Lord, I ask you to do, I command his back to have a supernatural healing. Now, see, I didn't realize those words were coming from God. He was going to do something so supernatural. Because a few weeks or months later, whatever it was, when he finally went back to have one of the doctors there do an x-ray to see what his back looked like, when the doctor done the x-ray, he come back and said, "Gary, don't bend over." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "There's nothing in the lower part of your back. It doesn't show up on x-ray. There's no vertebrae in there." So when I asked God to do a supernatural healing, what did he do, brother? A supernatural healing. Now, does God have to have something in there that'll show up on x-ray? Of course not. See, now here's a doctor that x-rayed him, told him not to bend over, but yet he come in walking and running and playing. You talk about unbelief? That's just like my granddaughter. When my granddaughter was down there at that hospital in Cook's Medical Center in 2001, when they started to unplug her, they said, "There is absolutely no way this little girl can live. Her brainstem is severed. There is no way she can live." I took this one great promise God gave us in John 15:7. John 15:7. Look at this. This is an awesome, awesome scripture in John 15:7. "If you abide in me." Now, that's the problem. We don't abide in him, do we? If we didn't read the Word of God, if today you're not abiding in him. If, big word, isn't it? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask me for what? Anything. And I will do it for you. I was teaching, I hate to tell this story, but it shows you where we are. I was teaching in a Pentecostal church one time. And after I got through teaching, the pastor came up and said, "I want you to pray for me a new wife." I said, "But I thought this woman's your wife." He said, "She is, but I want another one." Do you think God would answer a prayer like that? Absolutely not. So I told him, I said, "Brother, I can't believe you even asked me that question." I said, I know why nothing supernatural happens in this church. He didn't meet the criteria of loving his wife very much, did he, brother? Not at all.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.